This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's government and Hamas on Wednesday agreed to a four-day pause in fighting to allow the release of 50 hostages held in Gaza in exchange for 150 Palestinians imprisoned in Israel and the entry of humanitarian aid into the besieged enclave. Officials from Qatar, which have been mediating negotiations as well as the U.S., Israel, and Hamas, have for days been saying a deal was imminent. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. It has been 10 years since the start of the uprising known as Maidan, or the Revolution of Dignity in Ukraine. VOA's Lysia Bakalets reports from Kyiv.
The demonstration in Kyiv's main square, Maidan Nezalezhnosti, started when then-President Yanukovych declined to sign a pact with the European Union, instead choosing closer ties to Russia. The violent dispersal of protesters sparked even more demonstrations that lasted for 3 months with hundreds of victims. Activists say the Maidan revolution is still going on for them as they battle Russia's assault on Ukraine's sovereignty and continue their fight for Western-style democratic reforms in their country. Lysia Bakalets, VOA News, Kyiv.
South Korea moved to suspend on Wednesday part of a military agreement it signed with Pyongyang in 2018 after North Korea defied warnings from the United States and its allies and launched a spy satellite, calling it a success. South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo hosted a cabinet meeting on Wednesday and said in televised remarks the government was moving ahead to suspend part of the inter-Korean pact. North Korea said it placed its first spy satellite in orbit on Tuesday and vowed to launch more in the near future. This